Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose and Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I'm joined by my company for this week. Hello, Mom. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone. Today is Monday, March 17th, and yeah, we are just celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
We had a little
St. Patrick's Day for 10 years.
It feels like it's been going. We had a little Irish soda bread leftover from the weekend.
Yes, we did. It was divine. You know, mm-hmm. Just on a nice little covered platter. It's very inviting. You have to have a bite.
Yes.
So yeah, I hope you guys are all having a great start to your week and happy St. Patrick's Day. How are you?
Very official. You're really starting it off strong.
I feel like I'm going start, stop.
Well, let me ask you, how is your week? What are your lows and bows?
My week was great. I feel like, well, I was just saying this to you before we started recording, before we were on air. Yes. I just feel like I have been running around and I just need a moment to breathe. And
you did say that. You said you needed your social battery to be recharged.
So, it's not even that. It's more I just need to, like, a factory reset. Oh. I feel like on my life. Like, somebody needs to, you know, when you click, you have, like, when I have to format the card and it just, like, deletes everything and starts fresh. I feel like I need that for my life right now.
I can see it. It's a Monday morning. We both had, like, a busy.
I know. And now I'm feeling overwhelmed because I feel like I have another really busy week. So.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So, yeah. But, like, it's all good things. So I'm not complaining. I just was feeling a little overwhelmed.
Well, in a good way.
In a great way.
I don't think you're overwhelmed. I think you were tired.
Right.
Yeah.
Which can then lead to maybe. Yes. No, but I had a really great weekend.
What was your bow?
My bow? I don't know exactly what would you say my bow was. Mm-hmm. We went to our high school's annual gala on Saturday, which was fun. Mm-hmm. That seems like so long ago. This is what I'm saying. The weekend seems so long.
I was thinking of something, but I didn't want to mention it if it wasn't your bow.
Oh, my date.
Yeah.
That seems like last week at this point because that was on Thursday.
Right.
So, yeah, that was definitely a bow. That was a very fun evening. Saturday was the high school gala. Then yesterday mm-hmm. I bopped around with my friend Sophie. So, yeah.
It's bow, bow, bow.
Bow, bow, bow.
Instead of go, 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 it's bow, bow, bow.
What would your bow be?
I feel like we're both talking in slow motion. Let me see. My bow is that I had a series of really fun, different kind of events with different couples, friends, three other women and myself went to an art gallery opening on Thursday, which was just lovely. It was just like you. It was bow, bow, bow.
Yeah. I liked your suit for the gala. That was very chic.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, I loved my suit and I did not buy it with the intention of wearing it to that. I bought it because it was on sale.
Uh-huh.
It was a Lejeune suit that I found. I don't know. I was thinking I will just hold on to it and would wear it maybe next year for the holidays.
Yeah.
But it was kind of had metallic in it and was navy and dark green.
It was really pretty. Yeah.
And it was a St. Patrick's Day theme.
Well, right. It was a St. Patrick's Day theme. I didn't really follow the theme. I just wore black. But I was also in Lejeune's. And I was in like the backup outfit that I was going to wear to like the Fashion Week events. And then I just never wore the whole outfit. And I was...
I loved it.
I actually need to wear... I was looking online because I was linking it because somebody was asking me for it. Mm-hmm. And the girl online also wore it with like a black skirt. Wouldn't that be pretty moving into spring? So it was just like this
really
gorgeous,
cute,
like black, like a they call it a tuxedo vest. But it was, it's just, you know, Lejeune's pieces are so nicely made.
Well, the other thing that's different about it is the buttons are gold roses.
Yes, yes.
And then was it a short skirt that they wore?
I mean, not like crazy short, but like more going out or going out
be pretty.
It was
or
pretty.
I could see shorts.
Or shorts, yeah.
But I liked
so
the skirt.
So I really liked my outfit mm-hmm. on Saturday. And yeah, so overall, just a very busy weekend. But for today's episode, we are going to be answering some questions I asked you all on Bose and Company for Anne's advice. We've received lots of questions, but I'm just going to pick a few.
Okay.
To discuss for you today. There's a lot of questions I feel like from young moms, so I feel like we're going to focus on that. You're going to have some really great advice.
Okay.
How did you prioritize keeping your home clean and organized when you had young kids?
Ooh, that's a
great question.
Very good question. Well, I am naturally organized and neat.
Yes.
So I do think it would be difficult if you are not naturally that way. But prioritizing, I think that giving yourself, you could, if you're staying, let's just say you're staying at home. you would spend all day constantly putting stuff away. So, or if you're at work, when you come home, I think the best thing is to give yourself a little bit of time, build it into your day at the end of the day. And if your children are not old enough to help you, and they're not actually super helpful, but if they're not old enough, for sure, if they're little, give yourself 10 or 15 minutes every night to put things away. Mm-hmm. And I always felt like there was a place for everything in the house. And or there's like an area I remember I used to like pile stuff up on the steps. I had a basket, and then every time I went up, I carried the basket up and put the stuff away.
Oh, that's a great tip.
Yes. So that can help, because, you know, little kids are bringing stuff down, bringing stuff up. So I would say that's the best thing. Or if you prefer doing it in the morning, but I always felt like after I would get the kids down for bed, then I would do like a clean sweep and go around. And if you have taken the time, then okay. I could talk about this forever. If you take some time on the weekend at some point, or even when you're nesting or before you have children, or you need uninterrupted time, if you can get a couple of hours and set up systems.
Yes.
So that it makes this clean sweep thing more manageable. And it will always, it has to be fluid, and it's always going to change.
Yes.
As the kids go into different phases, as they get different toys, you know, after a holiday, you have to absorb new things and you have to tweak and you clean out the old stuff that you want. But I think it should just be part of your nighttime routine.
No, I like that. I think that's good advice. I feel like you always, like, the house was always very clean as kids. But then also, like, you know, if we had set up a whole like store, or we were setting up a fake school teacher in the basement, you would just let that be for as long as possible.
Right.
Kind of leave it down there.
Great point. And if you can have a space in your home that is for playing, because playing is obviously, that's their job. That's the most important thing they should be doing.
Yes.
And it would be like a bomb went off for a while. Like they would be playing school and it would be hardcore, but it didn't necessarily affect my main living area. Because you did it in the basement. If you just give some area where maybe all the stuff is just thrown in one area.
Yeah, like a playroom or a basement or just a section
in the home. A corner.
Yeah, a corner. Exactly. Right. I think that's a great idea. All right, kind of on the same topic of, you know, momming and organization. Mm-hmm. This is another question that was asked. In-laws are coming to visit. Any tips for getting the guest room ready? Love the pod. White heart emoji.
Oh my gosh, that's so nice.
I know.
Well, I mean, that is so thoughtful to have a guest room ready. We never really had, we were all, the people were in town, but at our lake house, we like to have guests. And I just think about what you would like to have if you are staying somewhere that's not your home. And it sets the mood right away. If you could just have some sort of a little container, I think it's nice to have some water bottles, maybe some things in there that they could have potentially forgotten, like a little toothbrush, toothpaste, maybe some Advil.
That's a good idea.
I don't know, some like couple magazines.
Yes.
You could maybe put a newspaper, if your father-in-law or mother-in-law likes to read a newspaper. I think that's always good. Make sure you put the Wi-Fi password.
Cute. Oh, yeah. You always do that. You always put a little card and you have the Wi-Fi password.
I think that's good. You could also put some snacks up there.
Yes.
Something savory and something sweet.
Yes.
And then depending, you might want to put a candle in this little basket.
Love. Yeah. Anything that shows effort or that you were thinking of them.
Right.
I feel like a little basket on their bed is always sweet. And it doesn't have to be crazy. You do that a lot. We don't really have, like you said, growing up, like since everyone was in town, when we would host, and still to this day, it's usually at our lake house.
Right. I did do a little basket for Claire and Elizabeth a couple weeks ago because they were both staying. You could also, if you wanted to go even farther, you could put like a little baseball hat if they're coming in from out of town.
That'd be cute.
Like whatever city or town you're from, you could put something there that's from your town.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Something just, you know, who doesn't love a gift, especially a gift that has been laid out for you. So that's
it's a very nice gesture.
Absolutely. Okay. The next question is tips for navigating grandparent dynamics as first time parents, holidays, setting boundaries, etc.
That's a really good question, because that's tricky, especially when you have a new baby. And now, you know, maybe you used to try to go to everything in one day, and now that you have a child, you can't do that.
Right.
So I think, like with anything else in marriage, you have to compromise and talk about it, and, you know, each give and take a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. And always doing it like nobody's splitting up, like do it together as a team.
Right.
Wouldn't
definitely
you say so?
As a team. And I don't think you should get stuck in this is the way we always do it. It's got to be fluid. It's great to have traditions, but you need to be open to changing it.
I love that. That's very good advice.
Mm-hmm.
This is a cute question. Recently married and I'm struggling to find some new hobbies. Any suggestions?
Oh my gosh. Well, that's so cute. I'm wondering, does she mean hobbies with her husband?
You know what? I don't know. That was not disclosed. I feel like maybe she's saying with
we're gonna
for
make
herself.
This you think it's for herself. So she's trying to find some new hobbies. Well, I think it's always good to try new different things. So
yes.
I think she needs to maybe first figure out, does she want something active or not?
Categorize the hobby.
Yes.
Yes.
And it might be that she wants to try something in both of those things. And then also maybe a seasonal hobby.
I mean, yeah. We're heading into spring, summer. So I think like hobbies like a pickleball or a golf league or a tennis league.
Right. If she has cold weather and then warm weather. Or think about, I mean, I love needle pointing, but I've also always, like, when you guys were little, I was a knitter. I like to knit.
You did knit a lot.
So it depends on what the hobby and if she wants to be with other people. So she might want to decide if it's something that she wants to do with other people, then go join like a little book club or start a book club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that it's more social. I would go with something that's very social.
I think that's a great suggestion. But
yeah.
We are such advocates for needlepointing over here. And that's like something so easy that you can pick up because you just need to order the kit, watch a couple YouTube videos.
Right.
And then you have a little project.
And you could also get a buddy to go do that.
Oh, totally. You
like
could meet up for coffee and
yes.
needlepoint together.
And when I learned how to knit, it was a bunch of women and they were showing me how to do it. And then we would go to the knitting shop and sit there and do it. So I would say find somebody else that wants to do a hobby with you.
Also, I feel like maybe this is just me, but like in my stage of life right now, like I kind of equate like a new workout as like a hobby, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Like going to a Pilates class or trying out a different type of workout class with somebody and meeting people there. That also in itself, I'm going to just say that I find that could be a hobby.
And you tell what you did with your Pilates, which I thought was a brilliant idea.
Yes, I don't know if I ever updated the podcast. Well, I have been wanting to do reformer Pilates for quite some time, but I decided to do a private class first to just kind of get my bearings, and
right.
It was totally worth it. I've now found a new problem, which is that I can never get into the classes because they're so busy, but that really kind of boosted my confidence and made me feel better about it. So yeah, like trying a private class first before you kind of jump in and do something.
I thought that was a great idea that you had. I know, I mean, Claire obviously is still pretty newly married and her friend started a book club.
Yes, started a book club.
And I think they have 6 or 7 women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's like a really fun hobby that they're doing.
I think so too.
And she's been like voraciously reading.
Voraciously. What mm-hmm. a great word. Also, I know that Mahjong has really been taking off.
Yes.
And I have been seeing a lot of people like posting about Mahjong groups or mm-hmm. things like that. So depending on where you live, that could be something else.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a great hobby. But I do think that we are heading into like seasonal time of year where it's almost easier to kind of go for walks
right.
and play pickleball and stuff like that. But start slow. Don't beat yourself up. Don't try and join like a million things at once. Like,
no, I think that's good. I know when we were younger and you kids were little, we were in a lot of potluck clubs.
Oh,
like
yes.
dinner clubs.
Yes.
And that was really fun.
That does seem very fun.
Because it's taking care of something social. And the first one I was in was through an organization, which was really fun because we called it Stranger Night. They would put everyone together and whoever was hosting it, you would each bring something. So it was minimal work, but a lot of reward because you met people. And
I love that. That's
so that's
great.
Kind of fun.
That is fun.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that long-winded answer gave you some ideas.
And I'm going to add another
thing. Keep
going. I do think it is important, no matter what your age is, to always be trying to learn something new.
Oh, I agree. 6 weeks from my wedding, what beauty prep / random things might I be forgetting?
Well, first of all, that's super exciting. And
is
those
it?
6 weeks are going to fly by. I would say, can you think of what we had for... Like, there's so many obvious
things. I mean,
I'm
sure, like, you're, you know, probably working out and staying active and all of those things. I know that we did, and I don't know, like, I don't know if this is everywhere, but I know that we did, facials. We did Diamond Glows, which is, mm-hmm. a, like, a like a facial, sorry, which is like a special event facial that our dermatologist offers. I think that somebody else is like, Laura's gotten it before and it was a different name.
It's a brand, Diamond Glow.
Oh, it is.
And it's like red carpet ready.
Red carpet ready.
So it's not, it's almost like it buffs your skin. Like I had an extra, the mother of the bride, I had an extra dress in case something happened.
Yeah,
the
you
first
did
dress. Like I had a backup dress. There is one thing that I absolutely loved for Claire's wedding. I don't know if it's the answer she's going to want, but about 6 weeks prior to the wedding, I hired the woman where we had purchased Claire's wedding dress.
Yes.
And it, when we purchased the dress, she told me about this service and I thought there's no way we're going to need it. And I got it.
You did.
She is basically a bridal concierge. So she came the day of the wedding. She steamed the bridesmaids' dresses, my dress, the dad's tuxedo.
Yes.
And she was in charge of Claire all day long. She bustled her dress. She made sure she had her makeup. She was.
She just followed us
she
around.
She was like Claire's valet.
She what? That's a great way to put it. And again, yes. Like when you were getting the dress, because I remember her talking about it, we were like, oh, that just seems like unnecessary. But in the moment, we still to this day, we say she was the MVP of the wedding because she really did help manage kind of be like the in-between of like with the photographer and the videographer and just like family in general, because it doesn't get blurry, but there's so much going on that it's good to have somebody who's just kind of like a third party to
and
it all.
She wasn't part of the wedding planners.
No.
She was really there for Claire. Even when we got to the reception after the church, this woman whisked Claire and Connor off, did the quick outfit change because Claire had a lace overlay on her dress and switched it, gave her a bite to eat, helped her touch up her makeup. And that is something that I didn't, or a bridesmaid didn't have to worry about because we were out talking to the guests.
Exactly.
So that, I don't know if that helps this woman, but it was such an extra thing that I was so happy I had.
I agree. I think you can never have enough hands the day of the wedding. As many people as, you know, you feel comfortable and you can kind of have to help that day of would be our suggestion.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, someone just said tips for offsetting the winter blues, parentheses, help me. Oh. That is so funny.
It
girl,
is
I feel
hard.
Like that is like the worst thing. I get the winter blues so much. Although I will say we've been having some unseasonably spring weather, like I would say the past week and a half. So it's been very sunny and warm, which has been very helpful.
You always had one of those light boxes
always.
Just from Amazon. I just remember in high school, you'd be sitting there, you'd come home from playing tennis or whatever, and it's pitch black, and we would just plug it in at the kitchen table.
I will talk about this till the end of time, but I'm so affected by the weather, period. And not only sometimes we get like, you know, if the, like today we have a headache because yesterday it was really warm and today it's gotten cold. So the barometric pressure's number one, but number two, my mood is affected by the sun, truly. Mm-hmm. Like I woke up today to sun and I was like, we're going to be fine. We're going to have a good day. Like,
no, so, we really empathize with this person. And I just think finding, you need a little bit of that light somehow.
You need some light. Go walk on the treadmill. That usually helps me.
Yes.
And sometimes, honestly, like, you know, when you like listen to music or you have songs that remind you of a period of time. Well, I have like a set of songs that always remind me of spring. So sometimes I'll just start playing those songs because I'm like, oh, this, I equate it to, you know, April or May or like springtime or whatever. If I was on a trip that like was very, you know, like tropical or bright, like sometimes.
That's a great idea.
So I'll start listening to those songs and then I'll just be like, oh, it's coming. Like nobody panic. Like it's on its way.
But this is, I think this is March and into April is a tricky time.
Yes. Oh, for sure. It's like the hardest time because we are transitioning. And again, depending on where you are.
And maybe even, I don't know if this is a good idea, but have your wardrobe reflect, you know, do brighter colors.
Yes. Yes.
Give yourself a little bit of a pop.
Exactly. Maybe buy something. Honestly, shopping usually helps. Maybe just start with that and then see if that works. That's so funny, but I can definitely relate to that. And like, we're going to Florida soon and that's kind of like what I'm living for because I can kind of break that seasonal, maybe book a trip, honestly. That's so, okay, funny. Okay, the next question, I like this one. How to spring up a wardrobe without buying too many trendy or colorful pieces?
Well, that's true because spring is over in a flash and then it's really hot and all of a sudden you've bought, you know, six trench coats that you can never wear.
Right.
Yes. I think that you need to have one really cute piece of outerwear.
Yes.
Whether, You know what? And I fall for raincoats and then I forget that I have them I don't wear them.
Wear raincoats. I never do.
I have one. It's from J. Crew. It's from a while ago. It's navy and it never, it's cute, but it never seems to go. Because if I have all black on, I'm like, I got this and it's loud and it's kind of crinkly. So I would say,
got it.
Have one really cute spring jacket of some sort that you can, that could be a little bit brighter and make it maybe a trench.
Yes, yes. I mean, also if you are younger, like a crop trench I know has been very in. That's like a really great way too, because you could also maybe circle back to that in the fall.
Right.
You know, that could always kind of swing back around. A quilted jacket would also be good because you could wear it now, but.
Yes. And then I have found that in February, I tend to order a couple of sweaters that are still a nice layering piece, but they have pinks and they're brighter colors.
Yes.
In fact, yesterday, and I think maybe we've talked about this, I had on a hot pink sweater vest from Bowdoin.
You did.
And underneath it, I had a floral ruffle top. And I just wore it with jeans or whatever. And I don't know, Elizabeth had seen it for a while. And all of a sudden, she was, and where would one find this outfit?
It's so and funny.
I said, oh my gosh, is it too much? And she goes, no, but where did you find it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It might have been a little too bright, but I love.
No, it's not too bright. I like that color on you.
I think that Bowdoin has a lot of cute stuff right now. And for spring, a sweater vest would be a nice addition in a bright color because you can still wear it all year round, but it does have a more springy feel to me.
Going off of that, if you don't want to like full on get new sweaters, which I understand, and you still have like your basics, pretty silk scarves with patterns on it would be a really great way to kind of lighten up your wardrobe as we head into summer. So even if you have creams or blacks or navies and you get like a couple pretty silk scarves, I think that would be in fact, I just did that the other day. I'm like, why don't I do this more?
Brilliant.
I wore my Hermes scarf and it just brightened it up for everybody.
You did. And it looks so cute. You folded it in half. So it's a triangle. And then you put it around, you know, like robbers kind of like
a bib. Like a bib. Yeah.
But that's a great idea, Emily.
And it just really brightened it all up. And, you know, I think that people, because you don't see silk scarves in the wild, you know,
no.
Or at least we don't. So when I see it, I'm like, that just to me is very springy. So that could be another really great option.
And you inspired me. I tied one around my handbag.
You did. Yes. Another great option. Yeah.
I do think that this woman is correct. You don't want to go nutso in spring because you have limited wear on a lot of the things.
And let's be real. Spring these days is really just a roller coaster of is it winter or is it warm? Mm-hmm. Like it's just such an in-between. And so I do think that this is the hardest time of year to dress for. We've always said this. I'd probably say it's my least favorite as well.
Same.
Just because it's so finicky, like especially where we live, what it's going to be. I think if you are in a southern state, it's nicer for longer.
Right.
But those are just a few easy tips. Always good to
leave. I like my jacket that I have on.
I was just going to say that. I do love your jacket. That's lovely. That's from Lily.
It's from Lily, but it doesn't look Lily, and I kind of like it. It's just cream, and it's piped in navy, and it's lightweight. And I bought it in January. It's the first time I'm wearing it. And this is a great spring piece.
Quilted jackets, for that matter, would be... Mm-hmm. Did I already say that? I already said that.
You said that. A quilted jacket is a great spring piece. And you just need one.
You just need one. You don't need a whole plethora.
No.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do one more question. Somebody asked, this is another fashion-related question. Can Anne do a closet tour? Your mom has such great style. Well, if you do want to see her closet, there's a reel that I have on my Instagram kind of showing you a little overview. But... your new closet is just fabulous. How are you liking it?
I really like it.
Yes.
I can see everything. Everything's accessible. I'm going to reorganize a little bit.
I was standing in my apartment today. I'm like, I have to do some spring cleaning. Do you feel that way?
I do.
Yeah.
And I've been doing a little bit of it and I have a small list. One of the things that I have to do is I kind of threw everything into the Christmas closet.
Oh.
Because it always seems like on December 28th or whatever when I took it down that I will have ample opportunity to do it, and I still haven't done it.
I could see that though.
And I'm going to tell you, I don't want to do it.
Who does?
I really didn't. I had cleaned out a lot when we moved, and then for Christmas this year, I didn't use a lot of it. Yeah. And I need to pull it all out and sort it. And I just need to take like 2 hours and do it one day.
I think that's, yeah, that's mm-hmm. a good suggestion. Mm-hmm. Spring cleaning, I think you're going to feel a lot better than you think by just doing it. Even if, I mean, it doesn't have to take like, you don't have to be like the whole day, but like, I want to go through my drawers. I want to go through my closet, kind of get things in order.
Yes. I've been doing a little bit of it. And especially now that we've been in the house, I can see things. I'm rearranging my wrapping paper and cleaning that out. But yeah, check out. You did do a little closet tour.
Yeah, so you can see that. But it is, you're again, like you're just innately organized. And now that you have even more room, I feel like it kind of speaks for itself.
Honestly, I don't do any crazy organizing. Like my stuff isn't organized by color. I really have it by season.
Yes. Yes.
And by cat, like it's pants. Right. And I have a, so I don't do anything nutso. I just put it all away nicely.
Absolutely. So I think that was a good question to end on. We might continue this series as we head into next week because there's always so many questions for Anne. But thank you all so much for listening. And thank you all so much for everyone who has purchased something from our new collection, the Bow Club.
Yes.
Which has been doing so well.
It's been doing really well. And we're excited about it.
So excited about it. So, I just hope you guys are having a great March. I feel like March is flying by. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to a little spring break coming up, another busy week. And it's just fun, you know? Just good stuff. We hope you all have a great week and be sure to find us here next week for another episode of the podcast. Yep. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
And remember that everything is in fact better with a bow. Bye-bye now.